It was really, really fun.
Roland, may I ask you, where do you see the future in the direction of where journalism's going these days?
Well, I think the future is wonderful. And the reason I say that, Patrick, is that in a free society, in a democratic society such as we have, and such as many countries are and more aspire to, in a democratic country, a democratic society, the free press is crucial. And that's what journalism is all about. It's all about the free press. It's all about reporting accurately and passing that information on to the public so that when they vote, as a democracy, we vote for our representatives, our congressmen, our senators, our president. When you vote intelligently because you've been informed of the truth by the free press. Let me repeat that. You are informed by a free press as to what's going on in the world and how you ought to shape your vote. That's the goal of the free press.
Yes, not by opinion, but on fact, right?
Fact-based press. Now, I know, and you know, and all of us know, that there are a lot of social media out there that are passing out and passing on information that is not true. Information that is opinion, that's not fact. And it's so important that students learn to separate fact from fiction and learn how to trace stories that they read in the press through various sources that are available to make sure that what they're reading has a science as the fact-based underpinning. And that's very, very important. That's what
Agreed.
editing is all about. Good editors try to make sure that the reporting that they're given in stories and pictures and features and that sort of thing is fact-based, has basis in truth.
Yeah.
It's labeled as fiction. I mean, we all love fiction. We love novels that spin tales that are made of whole cloth, but not a fact. And that's fine, so long as it's labeled properly. But a newspaper or a news medium or a blog or anything that's out there that pretends to be a news product needs to be fact-based.
Roland.